We're back to the Neil Haley show, and I again talk about the Naval Academy. That's an interesting thing I want to start out with. My guest, the CEO of Minnow, is going to talk. I'm going to talk Naval Academy first, Eric Goss. Eric, thanks for stopping by. And the thing that just gives me reminiscing is the Naval Academy. And the reason that fact is my father passed away 3 years ago. He graduated Naval Academy in 1949, second in his class, went to MIT. All the different things. He's brilliant, genius. Not like myself, but I guess I'm a genius when it comes to interviewing people and coming up with the right questions, but just a powerful thing. And again, the Naval Academy, what did that teach you to help you as an entrepreneur today?
Well, it was transformational for me and in my family's life. I was the first college educated male in my family, and we
Oh my
probably couldn't
God.
afford college without the Naval Academy. So I have a huge spot in my heart for the role that the military plays, not just in defending the country, but also in helping so many families just achieve different things in their lives, from college education to new careers. And so I wouldn't be able to do, most of the things I've been able to do without that start at Navy. And, I think the one of the things that the academies are so good at is giving you so much to do that you have to learn that strategic failure. It's not so much what you're going to get done, but learning to prioritize and what you're not going to get done and what you're not going to be as good at. And so, it's an intense environment. As I say, it's a subculture because it's just not like being at a normal public university or non-service academy. And so, just intensity, focus, discipline, and then just the value of camaraderie in that intense environment. There's the joke, misery loves company, and most of the time at the Naval Academy, there's a group of you that's miserable at the same time, and so you learn how to endure. But the other thing that was a big deal for me was I got involved with the Navigators and really learned all about Jesus and the gospel while I was there. And that was something that was completely new. And so, when I think about the friends I developed and how that informed actually a lot of what I'm doing today, it was transformational.
So, think about specifically enough what you take in the military and learning in the Naval Academy and be able to take that and whatever skill set you're taking to being a CEO and having leadership skills. Leadership is not the easiest thing in the world to have, to learn. And it's a process. And I guess in hiring the right people and stepping back in certain ways, that's a challenge as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the one thing that's so different about the service academies that I tell my friends who, like, when I had the opportunity to work at Amazon, and it was so interesting because when I was in the Navy and at the Naval Academy, leadership is in the air. Like, the key question is, will I follow him or her? That's really a question all the time you're asking. Will people follow me? Will I follow him? Will I follow her? When I got into the private sector, leadership wasn't in the culture. There's sort of a sense of people just showing up. And so there's really a leadership vacuum in a lot of organizations because that's not been built into the culture in the way that it's built into the military.
Wow. Okay. So let's kind of talk about how you form Minnow. How did that happen?
Yeah, so it's really a culmination of a number of experiences. So as I mentioned, I became a Christian at the Naval Academy, even though I kind of grew up in the church, I really didn't know what that meant. Got involved with the Navigators. Spent 7 years in the military flying helicopters, working at the Pentagon, managing the news desk, and then went to Michigan to get my MBA and ended up at Amazon. And when I was at Amazon, I got there about 6 months after their IPO. Terrible timing from when to show up. The company only had about 350 people at corporate. And I had a chance to work on a ton of digital initiatives, actually launched the first ebook store, first print on demand store, working in the book group. And with that, got exposed to digital media. I'd had a passion for digital media and spent 7 years at Amazon, ran a whole host of different teams there, moved back to Nashville for family reasons. But while I was in Seattle working for Amazon, actually had the chance to plant a church. And in planning the church, my wife was very involved with setting up the children's ministry. And what we recognized was the linkage between how what we were doing, the children's ministry, was impacting the whole family. Because a lot of parents were new Christians. They didn't really know who Jesus was and what it meant to be a Christian. And so in a lot of instances, children's ministry is set up to help people who have elementary questions about the faith. And so I saw the kind of the strategic importance of what we were doing there. When I moved back to Nashville, I was a chief marketing officer for an e-commerce company just south of Nashville. And then had a friend approach me about, hey, would you be open to starting a company with me? And so we initially did some work with a gentleman by the name of Phil Vischer, who created VeggieTales. And he had a project called Buck Denver Ask What's in the Bible. And because of my e-commerce background, I helped with the commercialization of that, raised the capital for that. And we were outselling the entire Christian retail chain within like 90 days, primarily because like we knew what we were doing online because of my experience at Amazon.
Wow.
And in the process of that, families were saying, hey, we want more products like this. But then we had other creators like Phil saying, hey, I want to be able to sell products like Phil is on your, from your website. And so as we talked, there's supply and demand, and that generally means a platform, and you saw this migration to digital. And so all that said, hey, we need to create a platform where we could provide, where we can go get all these great titles that most Christian families don't know about. Yeah. But then also all these creators who are trying to figure out how to make money making Christian content, we could be a company that would facilitate that happening and create an economy around Christian content. And so, it really brings kind of, things that I'm passionate about: discipleship, advancement of the gospel, technology, marketing, pop culture, content creation, kind of all those things are meld together, which led to the formation of Menno today.
Wow. So a lot of a process for that formation that happens. And you think about specifically enough, what makes you so great at understanding online retail and what it does? So, there's people out there thinking about, well, what is the big thing that have success online sales?
Yeah. Well, I always, I heard actually the CEO of Costco say this: retail is detail. And I learned that at Amazon, that digital is detail. One of the most memorable experiences I had was we were sitting in all hands with Jeff Bezos, and we were launching Super Saver Shipping, which is basically providing free shipping for orders over $25. And it gotten out to the employee base that Jeff had actually been working on the copy. Like, we had copywriters, but Jeff himself was actually kind of wordsmithing it.
Oh,
and someone said, like, you're the CEO of the company. Like, why are you messing around with copy? And he said, well, because this initiative is going to cost the company $100 million. And every customer who comes to the website is going to see it. And he said, as CEO of Amazon, I want to represent the company. I want to make sure customers are having a great experience and we're making a good use of that investment. And I think that kind of says it right there. If you want to think about e-commerce and online experiences, you've got to be really rigorous in detail, and you've got to understand data. Because again, we have a tendency to take a brick and mortar approach, which is I'm just going to sell and get a transaction. Whereas when you're online, you can see how people are going through the website, what they're clicking on, what they're looking at. And it's that detail and that that data that actually gives you the insights in how can you build a better business.
And you think copy is the big thing. If you can't write good copy, you're not going to have success online.
Yeah, it's interesting because people think, oh, e-commerce, you got to be really good math, data, science, and a lot of folks who come from the brand world who are more, what I call kind of art and story, feel like, oh, that's not really for me. And what I find is you get real magic when you blend those things together, when you can bring great art and great creative with the data and the rigor of, online, the best of online marketing. It's the melding of those two things that really drive value. Like, one of the things we do in our business is called A/B testing, where you like take one version of the website versus, B version of the website. And it shocks me how like one version can perform 30 to 40% better than the other one. And they're both sort of conveying the same thing.
It's just based on where it's placed.
Where it's placed, what images you're using, what language you're using. There are a lot of ways to describe things, and people perceive those words and how you use those words very differently.
So this is impressive stuff that I would definitely like to continue to ask those questions, because a lot of my clients ask me these questions and I understand it in certain ways. It's like, it's just a nuance. It's constant. And I think what you say is you got to study and understand it. So where can people find more on Menno, and like, what things right now, given the initiatives going on with Menno right now, that you can tell us about?
Yeah. So Menno's perfect for if you're a family, you've got young kids, from birth up to probably 10 to 12 years old, Minnow is essentially a app streaming platform similar to Disney Plus or Netflix, where we have aggregated, curated the best in Christian content for kids. We have a monthly subscription. It's $6.99, or you can buy an annual subscription, $69.99. And you can find it at gominnow.com, G-O-M-I-N-N-O.com. Or you can go to your favorite app store and just search for Minnow, M-I-N-N-O, and you'll see us. And, you know, we've got the largest selection of VeggieTales available, I think, on the face of the planet. So if you want all the VeggieTales, you can basically get access to that on Minnow. But we also have a lot of really cool children's programs that we have been developing and producing. So we have one called Coco Talk, the Minnow Day Show. But then, you know, we've got probably 10 different new shows that are in development and in production that will be released over the next 12 to 24 months. So super excited. And if you're a Christian parent and you're trying to protect your kids from, you know, bad content, which there's a lot of bad content out there, or you're looking at, is there content that can help me just help my kids understand faith? And I want my kids to understand who Jesus is and what the Bible is. You know, we've built our product to be the best place in the world for that to happen.
Fantastic. And that's amazing to know what you've learned from working with Jeff Bezos. That's interesting. I mean, the mindset, when is that memoir coming out? That's what we're waiting on next, you know, because especially the success of Minnow and where you're going next for sure. And is there a place people can connect with you? Is it that's where
you're going? Yeah, people want to reach out to me, the best place, LinkedIn. So
right. I'm connecting to LinkedIn as soon as I get off this call.
Yeah, sure. I'm pretty responsive on LinkedIn and monitor that pretty closely.
All right. We appreciate it, Eric. Thanks for stopping by. Great information on Minnow. This is what you guys have to study. If you want to be successful online marketer, you want to look at specific things and see how you create a vision. He has a vision now. He learned from the best, took that education, took that vision from Amazon, brought it to something that's giving, is showing God's love and bringing God's message to everyone. So I appreciate it, Eric. And thanks for stopping by.
All right, Neil, appreciate it.
All right, take care. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.